You're very welcome back to Soccer Cards United. This is episode 99 of the number one soccer card podcast currently active. And my name is Jason. I'm here with Enzo. Hi, Enzo.
Hey, Jason. Active is a stretch after that break.
Yeah, we took a week off.
You reminded them that. No, we're still doing it.
What do you mean?
Like you said, you announced that we're the best currently active podcast.
Mm.
And I don't know if that was a way of letting people know that week and a day. Don't be confused.
Well, somebody, I said, I did a little message to the people.
Oh, I seen that.
And I said, please don't go and listen to other podcasts. Mm. Just take a week off yourselves.
Okay.
You know, and somebody messaged and said, I did go and listen to another podcast and I regretted it.
Okay.
They said I should have just taken a week off. So
should have taken the rest.
Yeah. So, you know, if you use the opportunity to play the field a little bit and shop the market, that's fine.
Let us know how that went.
Let us know how that went. But early reports are not good.
Okay, I get that.
So we're back here. We're a day late.
Someone thanked us, I think, at the National, Jason. And they said, I'm so happy you didn't take a summer break this year.
Right.
And I think we both went, oh, we didn't.
We did, yeah. Thank you for reminding us, whoever that was.
We said, we can take a week.
Yeah, you were in Vienna.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Lovely.
What a city.
What a city, yeah. What a city. Could you see yourself living in Vienna?
1,000% could happen in October, be careful.
Wow. Could you move that microphone just a little bit closer?
Closer to me.
Yeah.
Wow, Jason producing here.
No, just when you said a bit of atmosphere, like watch out for October, I was like, I want to get that clean.
I want to get that. You know, I could 100% live there.
Yeah.
There's an open invite for you and myself to spend our birthdays there.
Wow, we have a very similar birthday.
Very
similar. One day apart.
It's quite close.
Just in case somebody's thinking.
Is confused.
They're going to go on separate weeks, separate days.
Oh, no, we're not getting. It's not like when it's your birthday, whatever time of year.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's the same. It's a specific time of year.
Yeah, that few days. So who knows? And we'll be in Munich a few days before our birthday. So that was the thinking there.
I mean, what's the weather like in November in Vienna?
Don't know.
Snowy, I'd say.
Could be nice.
Might be.
I don't know if we'll even have enough time to have a week.
Oh, my God.
Work hard at the show.
Yeah.
Road trip to Vienna.
Yep. And then see, I mean, a podcast in the car.
Could be great.
So, it's episode 99.
Yeah, now we're so close to episode 100, Jason. So how close. Do you feel?
I feel like...
This is the last double digit episode ever.
Yeah, it's like after you're in triple... If you're in triple digits, you've been doing it a long time.
And we have...
I don't know where those 2 years have gone.
2 years.
2 years, can you imagine, like...
No, and a lot has happened.
A lot has happened in those 2 years. A lot has
changed in the industry maybe 6 or 7 times over.
Yeah. There are people that are listening now that have been with us since July 2020.
Oh my God, veterans.
There are people that are watching or listening to this podcast going, these guys have been around for 2 years. I've never heard of them before today.
Who are these guys?
Some people.
No, we haven't even scratched the surface, maybe. Can you believe that 2 years in, there's a lot left to do?
A lot left to do. And speaking of what there is to do, we are here to announce a slight format change.
Yeah, we're finished. We're never podcasting again.
Oh, no. Don't.
Don't scare the people.
Don't tempt me.
The markets go down.
Yeah. A sentiment change in the soccer card market today as the Soccer Cards United podcast announced they're pulling out of the market. No, we're still in. We'll be in for a while yet.
Imagine pulling out before I woke up.
I know. You couldn't. No. You have to. We are into at least the World Cup.
What are you, Big Sam?
Everyone needs to. Big Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about a different Big Sam. So anyway, this is episode 99.
Yes.
On Thursday, we will have Postcards United for episode 99 of Soccer Cards United.
Okay.
On Monday, we will have episode 100 of Soccer Cards United.
That's a big one.
And then next Thursday, we will have episode 101 of Soccer Cards United.
Wait.
This Thursday.
Able to keep up.
This Thursday coming, Postcards United for episode 99.
Normal.
Will be normal, but that will be the last time we do a Thursday show that is called Postcards United.
Oh no.
It's the end of an era.
You're saying get your questions in.
Get your questions in. So.
Can people still write postcards to us?
Yes. So in reality, very little will change.
Okay.
The Thursday show will still ask for questions.
Okay.
We'll still take feedback because I don't know if we have it in us to
innovate the way when we put Football Week at the back and put Hobby HQ at the front.
Yeah,
and we always take feedback.
We didn't even So like we need direction. We need feedback.
Direction.
We can't come up with two shows a week.
No,
one of the shows they got to do the heavy lifting.
They got to help us out. Although the amount of stuff happening week by week,
I know it seems to be getting
intense.
Yeah,
it is the hobby season though. It's busy season at the minute.
So yeah, well, come on, October, November, we're gonna need those questions.
Well, the World Cup.
The World Cup.
So we're grand.
We're grand.
We're grand people.
Maybe we won't even ask for questions. But basically, a few times it has, there's a couple of reasons we're doing this.
Jesus.
How can I help?
Siri wants to
what
help.
What the hell just happened there?
How do I mute this? There we go.
Siri's
like, you need questions.
Siri's like, how can I help? So why are we doing this? A couple of reasons. One, we have had times where we've had to leave stuff. We have a full docket of questions.
Mm.
And we've had to leave stuff to the Monday show that's happened on a Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That we feel like we could just cover if we had more license. Plus, the Thursday show is only... Now, we haven't actually talked about this.
Okay.
The Thursday show is... Yeah, you and I haven't talked about this.
Oh, God.
It's just occurring to me.
Okay.
The Thursday show is only about half an hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be an hour?
It might be, or... It either might be, or it might just be a real flexible one, depending on, is it a busy week or not? Well, like, it's not.
Okay.
There's no producers telling us, like, there's no one...
No, but I'm just, I haven't thought of that.
Contract.
Because I like
the... Is this a deal breaker for you?
Are we doing negotiations live on air? No, no, I think it's good. I just...
I think we don't need to be too rigid. We'll figure it out as we go.
Okay, we'll figure it out as we go. Yeah. Okay. So...
My thinking is there'll still be a superiority to one of the episodes. So I think all of the... That works out to all of the even episode, even numbered episodes...
Are the main
standard
show.
Monday show, and the odd ones could be a huge show if something's happening. Like, it's not nothing, but it's still kind of postcards. You know, it's still
yeah.
a bit secondary.
It's kind of the bonus show.
Exactly.
Right. So then it can be...
But it's a bonus show, but if something happens on Tuesday, we're not going to wait a week to cover
Yes.
So it's a bonus show, but it's a bonus show that could have a lot of meat to it, depending on
what's happening
what
that
salacious
week.
Scandals Ken Golden and the likes are up to.
Right.
On any given week.
So that's one reason we're doing it.
Because you know what, Jason? A lot of people waited until Monday was over before they announced something or did something.
That's right, and that has happened a lot.
A lot of people in the industry are going, I need to avoid the Soccer United Monday show. I'll drop on the Tuesday.
Yeah, so that I don't get slated on the...
And by the time it's Monday again, enough salacious stuff will happen in this hobby that I'll be bottom of the docket. They won't even get to me.
Right.
Then people aren't safe anymore. That's my take.
So we're increasing our level of, you know, journalistic
output.
We're
like the Gestapo.
We are like the Gestapo of the song, but we're like the good Gestapo.
Oh, yeah, no, we're great.
The benevolent Gestapo.
Oh, yes.
The
benign.
We're not completely benign Gestapo. We're not cancerous in any way. So that's good. So that's big changes.
Yeah.
And
it also allows us to, we've done this for 2 years, we should be well into the three figures.
Yeah, you had a thing about the numbers.
The numbers matter to me.
Yeah, tell the listeners about that.
Yeah, I just think people many months ago could have found Soccer Cards United and we could have been in episode 120, for example.
Right.
People are like, wow, you've done 100 episodes. And we're like, oh, we've done almost 200.
Yes.
And we're just...
Because 100 episodes sounds like we've done one episode a week for 2 years.
Yeah.
But we've actually done two episodes a week for 2 years.
Yeah, it's just kind of... It's an accolade. It's a metric. It doesn't really matter, but it...
It's one of those things where it doesn't matter to the people who are already here.
No.
But it may matter to somebody...
Else. And I think it just also puts on the board how many podcasts we're doing. Like, we'll be able to count.
Yes.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
So that matters to me.
But the first 100 Postcards United, they're not going to get included. It's going to be like from the 100.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not starting that episode 201.
No, we're not going to change it. It's going to get confusing.
That would get really confusing. So, that's the big announcement.
That's a very small announcement.
It's the big announcement that I'm presenting as a small announcement, as if it's going to change really anything for anyone.
Everyone be careful.
Which it won't. So.
Could do.
With that all said.
Okay.
It's time to do the podcast.
Ooh-wee. Wait, before we get into the podcast.
Yeah.
I lashed up a lot of products on the website.
SoccerUnited.com.
So just to clear out, the Panini Chronicles mini boxes mix and match are back. I think we have 8 mini boxes of everything, maybe together, maybe 7. So there's not a lot of them if you want to get into them.
Yeah.
We had a reduction on price on Sapphire. Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
We lashed up Topps Finest Champions League, Topps Chrome. We are officially stocking this year's Topps Chrome hobby boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Bundesliga Chrome hobby boxes, Panini Obsidian, the Bayern Munich set if you're a mad German or a mad Bayern fan. La Liga Mosaic, Serie A Mosaic. What else do we have to put up?
Bundesliga Chrome.
Well, no, that's up there. I think later on in the week we're going to also have one box, Jason, of Panini Immaculate. Keep an eye on that. I think, I don't know, that's it for now, but keep an eye on the week in this next week and a half. We have a lot of boxes coming.
And if you have any questions about the website, message us.
Okay.
If you
what kind of question?
Like, what's the story with shipping?
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Who do you use the ship? What, you know? Why is it this much? Is it good? So you know all that kind of stuff. Like, am I going to get taxed on certain things? Am I gonna, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, just if you have questions, just message us.
If you're European based, our prices are below what eBay is, because
there's a
huge disparity these days in US and EU eBay.
Yeah.
But there's some deals to be had there on the right boxes.
So, and there's also Formula One for anyone that's
there's a lot of Formula One
interested.
A few different boxes.
Okay.
Sorry, I just wanted to.
No, that's fair enough.
I added some categories as well: Bundesliga, Premier League, La Liga. I'm getting excited. We also have a lot of blasters, but we're gonna keep them.
Probably bring them to shows.
Maybe bring them to shows. It'd be more fun. Sorry.
And if people are gonna be at any shows in Europe in the next few months, let us know where you're gonna be.
Mm-hmm. There's a high chance we may be in Copenhagen, Paris, Munich, and London again.
Yeah, London table sold out, I think. Like that.
Which one is that? Is that the same one that we've been
going to? It's the one in October. Yeah, Harry's one.
Damn.
I didn't realise they were. I saw, like, tables sold out, including vendor tables.
Yeah, no, because we had our last one, we had booked two tables, then we went and reduced it to one, and that kind of kept us one for the next show.
Because
you actually have to hop in and buy. We can probably chat to Harry, but I'd say they're gone.
If anyone is selling a table at the London show...
That's you can't flip boxes anymore?
You can flip tables. Because people need the tables to sell the boxes.
But October is the Paris show, isn't it?
October's the Paris show, yeah. So we can go to Paris and take London off or something like that. So anyway, if you're going to be in Paris, if you're going to be in Copenhagen or Munich, there's also shows going on, I think, in Glasgow and in Cardiff. So if you're going to be at those... let us know as well, because that's only a hop, skip and a jump for us to get to Scotland or Wales.
There's the Mint Collective in Vegas in March.
In Vegas,
a long time away. We're not going to think about that.
It'll be a few months before we're back in America, but...
I've been twice this year already.
Yeah. And you feel the better of it?
You know what? I went to Vienna. It was like a 2-hour, 50-minute flight, and it felt like I was on the bus. Like, it was over like that.
Yeah, because you're used to these long-haul flights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, that was very fast. We went up, we went down.
Right. So... Hobby HQ.
Okay.
The biggest news in hobby land, maybe of the story of the year.
Story of the year.
We haven't seen what happened to the World Cup sets, but like pre-World Cup, I think this is the story of the year in soccer cards. PSG Chrome came out. Mbappe's first ever autos. And his first ever on-card autos.
Ticked off in the same set.
Yeah. The sets released at, what were they, just under 12,000 euros?
Yeah, just under.
So heavy duty stuff.
This is big boy boxes.
This is boxes for big boys. And all sets were said to have an Mbappe, a Neymar, and a Messi.
We have seen one box opened without a Messi.
Yes. But that box did contain a low numbered Mbappe.
And I think that's what you call collation.
That's a trade off.
That's a listen.
They're trying to minimize the number of unhappy customers.
Yeah, that I don't know what happened there, but is there a box out there with two Messis in it? I want to know. Maybe. That'd be nice.
The one of one Neymar has been pulled.
Big.
We've seen, I think, of 5 Mbappe, of 25 Mbappe.
The basis, the 79.
The basis, 79. So, yeah, this is a crazy set. There's been one sale, I think, on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's been private sales going on, but one sale on eBay. 20,000 euro, was it?
$20,000. Which is basically...
Basically the same. And the current cheapest on eBay is from Germany, and it's around the same.
20,000 euro.
Yeah, so... the set is interesting. I've seen Panenka cards.
Mm-hmm.
Open one. Footwiz.
Castro and TFF together.
Castro and TFF, yeah. So there's been a few of them opened.
Mm-hmm. I'd say we're at maybe 10 to 20 boxes open.
That we know of.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, now the interesting thing was, Enzo, we did not expect, we on this very podcast were saying, I'd love to get one, I just don't see it. And we may have slightly overestimated our friends in the EU.
Yeah.
Because those boxes sat on the German site and on the French site.
I'd say they loaded the French site a little bit.
Yes.
Because it's Paris. You know, I think and people don't remember, the French site is always a good spot to get them.
Yeah.
The UK sold it fast enough.
I think that was £10,000 flat. Yeah. But like the Topps France Instagram post that came out, like half an hour after it was posted, there was no comments or nothing on the, no interaction on the Instagram post that announced PSG Chrome. Like, so I don't know if that says more about Topps or PSG in France, but it says something about something. It
says if you're trying to grow a hobby in France, Paris Saint-Germain is not the way to go.
Certainly not a Paris Saint-Germain set for €12,000. Yeah. So it was on the German site long enough we were able to get one.
Yeah, I got one on like a speedy boy. I was on my laptop, got the Twitter notification, went on the UK site, they were sold out, and I kind of stopped. I literally like had time to just go, oh, they're gone. I went, wait, let me check the German site.
Yeah.
Went onto the German site. And it was really weird. They took the money out of PayPal.
Right.
But only like today, which is Tuesday, did it actually come out of my account.
Mm.
So that was really, I was in limbo. I thought refund on the way. Or money wasn't, you know, was going to bounce. I don't know. But I'm scared.
So I asked the old Twitter followers.
Mm.
I said, if you had a PSG Chrome set, what would you do?
Okay, nice.
So far it's had 99 votes.
That's a lot.
And 46.5% of people have said they would open the box. Now, we don't know what the floor is
on the box.
On the Mbappe.
Oh, yeah.
And I previously got a conversation going on Twitter about, is the Mbappe auto floor going to be below the box price?
The initial box price or the overall now?
Like, you know, in general. In general. Going forward, are they going to maintain parity? What's going to happen?
But there is a Messi in there as well. And a Neymar.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to basically work out.
Figure out the logistics. Like the,
what is the value in the box?
Yeah.
Are we just saying it's Mbappe auto? And everything else is gravy? Is the chase of the 1-on-1?
Because what would that do? Like that, there's a poll.
Yeah.
Because people kept kind of comparing the Mbappe to the Haaland. Sorry, it's making a lot of noise, I'm sure. The Mbappe to the Haaland.
Yeah.
From Transcendent on Card Autos. But no one's really said, like, what does the 1-on-1 do? Because that's technically one of the chase cards.
Yeah, I think it's ever.
In soccer.
Ever. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So
that's a card that Ken Golden puts you on his private jet and starts telling people, this is maybe the greatest Kylian Mbappe card ever.
Yeah. It's...
Technically, it is. Beyond the 1-on-1 Prism World Cup.
Yeah, no, it has to be.
Because the sticker is the sticker. There's how many ever PSA 10s. That's, you know, it's great. It's a rookie, fantastic Monaco, but...
But everyone can own one.
Yeah, beyond the Topps Chrome 2017-18 1-on-1 and the 1-on-1 the World Cup, the 1-on-1 in this set is the Kylian Mbappe card.
Yeah. So...
Has he chewed it up as he was signing it?
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows what state it's in?
Well, who knows what state he's in? But 33% of people said sell it.
Okay.
And 20% said they would hold it. So
holding it is so interesting to me.
Yeah, so people are, minority people are saying hold it. Most people are saying either open it or sell it. Which implies to me people are long term, they're going, well, the best stuff is going to be pulled out of it.
Hmm.
So you're basically banking. It's like Russian roulette. It's like every time they pull the trigger and it's not an Mbappe super factor.
Yeah.
Your box value goes up 100%. Until they do, and then you're dead.
Well, you know, see, that's the thing. The panic will set in, you won't be dead.
Yeah.
But the 1-on-1 could turn, like, the box could go, without exaggeration, if someone I think out there has an Excel sheet going, trying to count everything that's come out, right? I'm convinced people do that. If you get to a point where you know for a fact 100 boxes have been open, like, you know, categorically on record, 100 boxes were open, you've not seen a super factor. You're checking the pop reports on PSA.
Yeah.
No super factor in it. Similar to like the 2019-20 Sapphire Champions League.
Mm-hmm.
The Haaland 1-on-1 hasn't come out yet. The para, blah, 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 whatever you call it. But that box could go six figures. If 100 are off the board out of 270.
There's 270.
If half of them almost are off the board.
Yeah.
And the Kylian Mbappe 1-on-1 hasn't been pulled.
Yeah.
You're thinking that card is going to be a six-figure card with the maybe potential to push seven.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Right, if it's a PSA 10 and if Mbappe goes hot, because even the Mbappe market's low at the minute, if you look at the sticker and blah, blah, blah. But the more likely reality is in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
Someone on Twitter is going to be like, look at this.
That's way,
I don't know why.
It's going to be like, this just turned up in Beijing.
Like, that's the way the Neymar popped up. I don't, like, it would be severe drama if the next thing we've seen was Messi 1-on-1.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Like,
But
if it gets, like, it really could become, there's been sets like this in the past, I don't know the example, different sports, where, like, the chase card hasn't been hit, and then everyone's like, it becomes a literal like treasure hunt. Suddenly it's like, especially if you see Mbappe of 25s or of 35s, I still don't even understand how they're all numbered. It's all very confusing in this specific set because it's all different. If you see, like, say there's a of 35 or 25, see one of them PSA 10 sell for 90 grand, say, for example. Now, again, we have no idea where that needle is. But if you see it go for, like, 90, for example, you're like, there's a 101. Well, you're not like that. We're not rich. But the rich people are like, oh,
yeah,
there's a fun chase.
I want to have the 101.
So I don't know. But then the 101 comes out early. It's kind of like...
Now it is about, is where's the Mbappe auto floor?
Where's the value?
Yeah.
How many of the off-fives have been hit? How many da-da-da, and what's that even going for? And, like, yeah. And then you're working out logistics. So really, the best way to kind of gauge this what you're looking at,
yeah,
is trying to find out what an Mbappe of 79 PSA 10 sells for.
That's it.
That's the, like, in terms of safety, right? Yeah. In terms of absolute safety. Because the box, as in any box, right? If you look at 2019, 20 Finest or Bundesliga Chrome, which have the Haalands that people are chasing, the value proposition never works out. Like, the box is always riskier than the value.
Yeah, right?
That should happen.
Yeah.
But understanding what the worst case scenario, because you're guaranteed them three, obviously there's a chance one of them might not be in the way we've seen it with Messi.
Yeah.
But let's take it as that was a freak accident and you are guaranteed all three. Then it just becomes, right, what's the worst case scenario of this box? And in the box should have all your value to that worst case scenario. That's my...
That's exactly it.
I explained the basics of this whole...
We have to see now when the first... I mean, and the QC all, coming out is poor.
It's poor. It's not as bad as people are saying it is. No. That's my take.
People are saying scratches.
The non-auto cards seem worse off than the autos.
Yeah.
But centering seems okay. But the stock should have been on last year's Bundesliga stock slash this year's SPFL stock. I don't understand...
Yeah, it seems to be a crapshoot as to whether or not the stock is good in any given set.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The base, just to run through the checklist real quick, the base set checklist is Gigi Donnarumma, Sergio Ramos, Achraf Hakimi, Kimpembe, Nuno Mendes, Marquinhos, Abdou Diallo, Xavi Simons, Marco Verratti, Daniel Pereira, Junior Dina Mbembe, who I don't know, Ander Herrera, Idrissa Gueye, Jorginho Wijnaldum, Neymar, Julian Draxler, Leo Messi, Kylian Mbappe, Di Maria, and Icardi. And the auto checklist is Hakimi, Mbembe, Di Maria, Danilo Pereira, Edouard Michu, Gigi Donnarumma, Wijnaldum, Herrera, Ganagay, Mbappe, Messi, Marquinhos, Icardi, Verratti, Neymar, Nathan, Bitu Mazala, who I don't know either, Nuno Mendes, Prisno Kimpembe, Sergio Ramos, and Xavi Simons. And as I say, Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe are, quote, guaranteed autos in every box.
I think that almost throws the psychology to it. That's it. Like, when there's not a chase of an Mbappe auto,
yeah,
there's the guarantee, then you're not looking at... you're not looking at the box in the way of a gamble that you'll buy it and you might get and you'll be great.
Yeah. Then it really is about how much is it.
You have to literally do the maths on it because you know what's inside the box.
Yeah.
You don't know what's number two, but you know what's inside the box.
Yeah.
And now you're doing the maths. But realistically, should the box be worth the worst possible thing you can get in the box? No.
It should be worth somewhere like, the average. It should be like an average value.
Yeah, like say the Messi on card auto sells for $3,000.
Yeah.
Three or four. Call it three. Neymar one, right?
Right.
Probably Neymar and co to $1,000, say. I'm not going to count all the small, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So let's call it $4,500.
Okay.
Right, I'll split the Messi to $3,500, $4,000, right? So $4,500 is your Messi Neymar. I don't even know what an on-card Messi with a PSG. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So we'll call it $4,500. If Mbappe is $10,000, PSA 10.
Yeah.
Right? Of 79 is $10,000. Right? Maybe. Right?
It's maybe. Well, that's I was thinking.
I think it's 10 grand. That's 14 and a half.
Like, it has to be a six-figure card in a PSA 10. Think of all the cards.
Six figures.
Oh, sorry. No. Five figures. Yeah.
But, like, here's the thing that gets really confusing.
Yeah.
I think high-numbered PSA 10s of the 17, 18 do big numbers.
Right.
Now, obviously, they call that a rookie.
They're quote-unquote rookies, yeah.
But let's just pull up an example.
It's hard to know. This is the kind of...
No, but here, right?
Yeah.
Just for...
Context.
For context. Is that this? Because maybe this... I think one of the most underrated parts of the set could be the Mbappe auto. Mbappe, 2017-18 Panini Select Gold of 10.
Yeah.
PSA 9.
Yeah.
74,000.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't even look... It's a horizontal card. It's not great.
No auto, no nothing.
Now, this is number 12. I think 25, is it? Okay, 2017-18 Chrome, PSA 10, number to 25.
Yeah.
46,000.
Right, so the Mbappe market at the high end is.
But if you're saying you can hop on eBay right now and buy a 20 grand box that has a Kylian Mbappe on card autograph that could be numbered of 79 or less.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, there's a Messi in there for you as well, and there's a Neymar.
Yeah.
20 grand. Now, obviously, like, I understand the significance and the legendariness of the 17-18 Topps Chrome set. Maybe it's a terrible example. It is a rookie, more so, quote unquote, even though Mbappe's rookie was the year before. The gold PSA 9, I think that's of 50. Yeah, off 50, went for 28,000.
Yeah.
800. This is all like recent. This is like June, July. So there's high... That's the thing. There's high-end people spending...
Big on Mbappe.
Deep five figures on Mbappe.
Yeah.
How is there any boxes sitting on... I mean... I think the psychology of guaranteed auto...
Yeah.
Is a little bit... Like a Kaboom PSA 10. Oh, a BGS Pristine 10 Kaboom. 2018 Panini Kaboom. Mbappe did 19,200.
So, but I think it's that thing of people, the guaranteed auto...
It's fucking with... Sorry.
It's fucking curse. With everyone. It's because it's like... It's like...
It changes it a little bit.
It changes it, and it just... a lot of the fun of it is taken out of it.
Imagine watching the... Exactly, you know, imagine watching the streams we've watched of people opening boxes. You're opening a 10 grand box, and you don't even know if Mbappe's in there.
Yes.
That now is like...
Yeah.
Now, obviously, like, from Topps' point of view, they might go, everyone would have complained like crazy if we charged 10 grand, they weren't guaranteed.
Yeah, they wouldn't have bought it at 10 grand.
They probably wouldn't have bought. But at the same time, well, yeah, could you have put it to 5 grand and doubled the print run? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You could have.
But they probably just said, we don't want to do, we want...
No, I understand why they wouldn't do that, can I say?
Yeah.
And if it was one in every two boxes, and they'd get real dirt, like, someone open 5 boxes, not get one, and it'd be a...
Yeah.
I'll never financially recover from this. But...
It is that kind of thing of, like, it just goes against the hobby a little bit. Because essentially it's like a Leaf situation, like a continuous situation where you're like, here's how much an auto costs. Or like a 30 seasons.
Yeah.
Here's what the 101 costs, here's what the 105 costs. It's pay it if you want it.
And then what's, you know, like, what's going on?
What's going on?
But here's one, Jason. The of 99 from the 2017-18 Topps Chrome. Again, that not only is that technically his rookie, even though he's in PSG kit, so it's not. And it's the year after, so it's not. But it is the first ever Topps Chrome for soccer, right? So,
yeah,
it is, but right, this is a PSA 10 Mbappe of 99,
right?
So, park that for a second. You're guaranteed to get an of 79 or less Mbappe autograph along on card, along with a Messi and a Neymar on card,
yeah,
and a load of others on card. And then the little subset you get that aren't autographs, you could get an of 10 Mbappe, which, you know, worth something as well. Of 99, PSA 10, 16,300.
Right.
So about the price of a box of this.
Yeah.
4 grand shy of it, say, if you're talking eBay terms. Now, you're obviously not guaranteed to get a PSA 10. But we can say that. You're not guaranteed to get a PSA 10.
No. And the way these Chrome sets have been going...
You're probably not.
Yeah.
That's part of this. You're not guaranteed to get a PSA 10 in this of 99. Yeah, that's why true. It's kind of rare.
That's
but
true.
It's like, two of these, 4 months apart, did 16.5, basically, both of them. 16.8, 16.3. That's enough 99. I understand that it's a super, like, it's legacy, it's old. So maybe this is just a long-term set where in 4 or 5 years, people are like, there's a set that guarantees an Mbappe on-card autograph. Are you joking?
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Whereas what I think people are, like, holding is the hardest thing to do, I think, at the hobby. Like, 21% said hold, and they might prove to be right. But where's the fun in that? You know, like...
Yeah. But, and also, it is one of those things where, like, to hold it, you have to buy it, to open it and then sell the contents is one thing.
Hmm.
But to buy it to hold it, you have to be a certain level of financial heavyweight.
Position, yeah. But look at this, right? 2018 Panini National Treasures.
Yep.
So 2018, this is like same year as World Cup Prism, right?
Yep.
He's in a French kit and he does have the number 12 on, which is the same as his Prism. So it is, you know, first appearance as a French player, I guess. National Treasures, great set.
Mm-hmm.
Of 50. BGS 9.5. Of 50.
Mm-hmm.
15,000.
Yeah,
so that removes rookie.
Yeah.
It removes the iconicness of Topps Chrome. It's of 50.
Yeah.
It looks great. It does look great. But it's of 50. 15,000. It might just be a case of we need one to be graded a PSA 10, hit an auction, and then it might be a case of someone sweeps the floor out of boxes because holy shit, that just did 50.
Yeah, well, that's it. Isn't
well, I can't. You can't imagine. No. At the same time, the of 99 Mbappe that we just looked at, and this of 50, they don't pop up. They pop up once every few months.
Yeah, 270 of them don't pop up
at the same time
overnight.
So it's kind of a tough.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
So that's PSG Chrome. We're going to be talking about PSG Chrome, I think, from now until
they'll be just consistent.
It'll just be. It's going to fascinate us. So,
but can I?
Yeah,
my last.
Yeah, do you want to finish up on that?
My last two. Kylian Mbappe, 2017-18 again. Mm-hmm. PSA 10. This is of 250.
Right.
7,300.
Of 250.
PSA 10.
7,300.
Again, iconic set, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but not an autograph.
So that's what I'm saying is the Mbappe, a one of one museum from the Jude class, right? So one of the base museums, not a patch, nothing like that.
Yeah.
One of one Mbappe, PSA 10, 7,800. So like people are spending big on Mbappe. Mbappe breaks the cultural barrier between people that collect cards and don't collect soccer, but have big money to spend on baseball.
We saw that at the National.
So people are going to want an Mbappe. But at the same time, to be honest, this could be a match made in heaven for someone that's willing, that has money to play with and wants to gamble that Mbappe has a big World Cup.
Yeah, it's a big gamble.
No, but I'm saying like it is.
It's, yeah.
It's a huge gamble, but there's every chance the World Cup happens. And if he does have a good performance, only one thing can happen.
So on the other end of the hobby, I suppose, we've had a couple of its finest season.
Mm.
We're winding down hobby season and it's time for finest. So we had UEFA Finest came out.
Okay.
And it's standard finest. You got your master box, you got your two mini boxes, two autos per master box, all that stuff. The price, I believe, has dropped below
retail,
I think that's the case. And so, yeah, that's the way things have been going right now. Part of that is just pure...
The season.
Pure the season has just been dragging on and people are tired.
They wait until the summer when the season, soccer season's over.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to go on holidays, enjoy the sun.
Yeah.
Then they release every single product in the span of 5 weeks.
Yeah, and in the meantime, all the...
New season starts kicking off.
And the players are changing teams.
Yeah, so it happened last year. It's weird. Now that, like last year it was like panic stations for us, like what's happening to the soccer card hobby? What is going on? Da, 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 da. And now we feel like veterans. We're like, oh, this happened last year.
Yeah.
And we kind of have to wait until the winter.
When people are watching football.
Back indoors, enjoying soccer. With the added bonus of the World Cup. And there's also like a starvation of product because they're like, no, we're not releasing this all in the summer again.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a good time to buy, especially if you want to rip. I think people that enjoy the hobby enjoy ripping, having a good time.
Yeah.
With stuff like this.
And then, let me see.
Still so fascinated with all these Mbappes.
Then in Bundesliga Chrome, we had heard that there was Mukoko's on a checklist. Mukoko has autographs.
Crazy.
And so the one of one was pulled.
I'm doing a Mukoko eBay watch right now.
So the Mukoko Super Factor was pulled from Chrome.
Yeah.
And this is troubling to us.
This is, we are invested in
because
this.
While we were at the National,
yeah,
we consigned
our first ever card
to Golden.
Yeah.
And what we consigned was a Mukoko 101 autograph.
Now one of three 101 Mukoko autographs in the universe.
So
it was two, now it's three.
Yeah.
Ours was a PSA 9, ladies and gentlemen. The highest graded Mukoko autograph in existence, unless that tops Chrome. Let me check the PSA pop-up board. I'm sweating.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. He scored, got an assist. He
scored. Him and Jamie Bynoe-Gittens, another English youngster at Dortmund. So Mukoko's playing. Obviously, Sebastian Haller is still out. Anthony Modest moved there. It's kind of a journeyman striker. So Mukoko has a chance. He's playing. It's very exciting. And so we think we're going to keep our card in for the September monthly auction at Golden.
We're debating it. I think it could be too soon. Rich, yeah. Jason thinks it could be good, just right, and I think it takes more effort to pull it out than to put it leave it in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm scared.
It's a scary time.
I'm scared. We've never done it. Like, from my point of view, I think 6,300 was the price of a PSA 8 101 auto from Mukoko, whereas a PSA 9, so it should do more than that. He just scored a goal, like, so a bit of hype also.
Yeah.
Because his prices are actually doing decent. I think he's starting to have a bit of a recovery because of how he's playing, and he's actually in game time.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too soon? Is it the perfect time? I don't know. I believe in him. Like, as you said, Jason, to me, like, he's becoming the youngest Bundesliga player to do anything and everything.
Yeah.
Anytime he steps onto the pitch, he's breaking records. I think he's solid. But we do... I don't know.
It's tough to do. I mean, I think that the appearance of that other 1-1 and the fact that that's a 1-1 super fractor, which is its own thing.
That spooked me a bit. It just spooked me to know that he was signing. One of the kind of cool things about the autograph is that he was in every single product last year but didn't sign in anything.
Yeah.
But this one, the one thing I'll say, the only Mukoko Chrome autograph I've seen is the 1-1.
Right.
Which tells me...
Could be a Haaland situation.
Like, I think he's on the checklist, sell boxes, but really, we just had a couple of stickers left over. Like, it's just not likely to see the 1-1 before you see any other... Like, obviously, it's literally
unlikely.
No, I don't think a lot of them boxes are being opened either.
Right.
Which is also suspicious that the 1-1 gets hit, but...
Strange.
Very strange. But I don't think a lot of them boxes are being opened. Like, a lot of people are buying them, keeping them. And when I say keeping them, I mean that they're trying to sell them. Like, we have loads of them. Like, why is there...
Yeah, we're...
There could be Mukoko Autos in ours.
We're technically holding Bundesliga Chrome.
We're hoarding it.
Yeah.
So realistically, like, that 1-1 should have been hoarded. Like, it should just be in our box, in our house somewhere that never gets opened unless we get angry one day and want to open it.
Yeah.
So for the 1-1, that's a bit suspicious, I would say. And secondly, again, boxes are being opened to some degree. I haven't seen any other Mukoko autographs, so maybe it's just a Haaland situation. So, like, eBay has not been flooded with Mukoko autographs. And again, ours is 1-1 anyway, so I'm still spooked.
You're spooked.
The Chromium stock, Jason.
I know. The people... That's something to mess with. He is on the Bundesliga base autograph for Finest. Finest Bundesliga. You wanted to mention Enzo. You were looking at the Finest Bundesliga, which is out this Wednesday. Scheduled to be out this Wednesday.
I've never seen a worse product in my life.
And if you look at the... let me see, can I find where it is? Right. If you look at the parallel breakdown, you have base refractor, one in every 3 packs. You have yellow and yellow wave, numbered to 350.
Each. That's so fucked up.
So you have 700 yellow and yellow wave refractors.
Imagine getting an of 350 Joshua Kimmich. Like, what are you doing?
So there's two different parallels that are numbered to 350. There's two different parallels that are numbered to 300. There's two different parallels that are numbered to 250. No, sorry. There's four different parallels that are numbered to 250.
That's new.
There's purple, purple wave, black wave. So there's 1,000... of 250s for each player. Now what now?
There's a conversation to be had about that.
I just said that out loud and it's messed up my mind a little bit.
And there's two of 300s and two of 350s.
So they're not of 350s, they're of 700.
No, but I don't care. Imagine getting Jonathan Burkhark of 350. That's literally worth nothing. Like, yeah. It's not about being worth something, but that's...
But it's the thing of... Doing? It's that thing of... Somebody was talking to me recently and they said... True one of one. Mm. And I thought that was like one of those phrases that you just put in eBay listings to, like, you know, like hot invest, fire emoji.
Till you found out.
But they explained to me a true one of one is the one of one from a set where there aren't a few different options for one of ones. Yeah. It's like, in Topps Chrome, if there was like the super fractor and then there was a super fractor wave, then that would not be a true one of one.
No,
because there's two of them.
Yeah.
But if there's only one of one in a set, then that can be a true one of one. So now we're going to get to a stage where some sets are going to be given kudos because they contain true of 350s.
Oh, that's so bad. Now, for me, that's so...
Where, and can I ask, this must be a monumental print run. Where's the demand?
No, exactly.
Like, we're going to Munich. So we're going to go around Munich interviewing people and asking...
That'd be such a fun video.
What do you buy a lot of Bundesliga product?
Do you love Bundesliga?
Do you
like scratching your itch?
Yeah.
Because you said something really interesting to me. You said, look at what Panini do with the La Liga and the Serie A license.
Yeah.
Huge leagues, huge fan bases across all clubs worldwide, both of them worldwide leagues. Not just kind of like, I know Germany, it's not worldwide. Like,
yeah.
A few teams are, but like in Italy, you can go to any part of the world and find someone that's talking about Palermo to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Yeah, you can.
You don't want to be in that conversation.
No, but you can.
And Panini... Don't milk that. Like, they can't. They don't milk that. They can't. They're like, we can only do so much with a Serie A license.
Yeah.
And it's like, tops are like, this Bundesliga license can't fucking do anything.
It's a cash cow.
It's like, this will do anything. Like, let's do tier one. Let's do paper. We need it. Let's do light.
Yeah.
Let's do chrome. Let's do stadium club.
Yeah.
Let's do a million on-demand sets just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Let's do a tops now every
just in
week.
Case, like, let's put out a €40 on-demand set in case people can't afford the light box that's gone down to 20.
Yeah.
Right? And then we need to get Finest out there. They scrapped Museum at some point, but then they decided to do Tier 1 instead of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that even was about. Because Tier 1's more like premium, but I think, I don't know what they were doing there.
Mm.
But this is like something that I'd love to talk to someone in Topps who made this decision on the print run, because there has to be like a reason for it.
Like, okay, so like...
You can't accidentally... Like, oh, sorry, can I just say?
Yeah.
So you have 4 to 250s, then you get to two different 150s.
Yeah.
Then you get to two different 99s. Pause.
Yeah.
Anything higher than 99 should not exist in a Bundesliga product.
Right.
And right there I'm seeing 2 of 350, 2 of 300, 2 of 250, 4 of 250, 2 of 150. And then you're getting to a point where there's 2 of 99s. You don't even need 2. Like, and you might say, oh, we need to print loads more. It's like, but why?
Yeah, why?
Because we want to make a lot of money. It's like, okay.
You've already got, but you can do 16 different products that all have tight print runs.
No, but they're not doing that. But what I'm saying is, this doesn't have demand. So this is just going to like we know who that's going to, basically.
Who's it going to?
Blowout. Used to go to GTS.
Right.
It's not to the people. They're not like, I don't think people are banging on Top Store going, I can't get Bundesliga Chrome.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't There's get not enough of this.
Yeah, yeah.
We need more of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the Champions League Finest that printed?
No, I don't think so. Let me just get the...
Because like, you can do that with Champions League, though. You could get away with it if you're trying to print run.
Let's have a look. No, I'll tell you the base part of
that right there. Yeah. I want to just understand it because there's obviously a reason.
Well, I think I have a theory that I'm going to get to. But just to let you know, the base parallels for Champions League Chrome are... purple to 250, ray wave to 199, speckle to 175, blue to 150, pink prism to 125, and then 120. Oh, there's two 125s, there's two 99s, there's 250s, there's a 75, a 25, 5 and a 1. So,
what are those extended base parallels?
There's the extended base parallels as well. There's an extended base.
Oh, base set.
Yeah. So, I think, you know, the way we talk about F1 and we talk about the way. There should be more for such a what must be a very expensive license and for such a fast growing sport. They stopped printing like kind of democratic F1 products very quickly. Like, there's like, you know, a couple of on demand sets and paper came, but like a lot of it is very expensive.
Yeah,
because and the reason that the accepted wisdom on that is that F1 are super protective of their license. Maybe the Bundesliga are. You know, the Bundesliga are always putting out YouTube clips. They're always like, we praise them in the media world for exposure. Being very proactive, exposure.
Being everywhere.
Maybe the Bundesliga are just like, print, maybe they never say no.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, maybe they brought it to Champions League and say, you can't do that. But I can't, that's weird.
No, but I think UEFA would say, no, we don't want that. You know, keep it tight. It might be like literally one person that handles that contract that happens to like cards. You don't know. Sometimes these things come down to stupid.
I don't imagine that's happening, but it could happen.
The Bundesliga could just be psycho, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or it's like whatever's happening.
Someone's a psycho to do that.
In Tops, it might be that they know they can get approval for every single thing they come to the Bundesliga with.
Yeah, but I don't want, like, why? Okay, great, you can get approval. Why would you bring that to the Bundesliga so you can make loads and sell loads?
Yeah.
But then
nothing.
No, but the biggest fear I have is that last year this happened. Like last year, when Bundesliga Finest was announced, which was the first time ever.
Yeah. Do you want me to find out what the Bundesliga Finest from last year parallel breakdown was?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Just to see what they...
I remember vividly that was posted on Topps' Twitter of like, Bundesliga Finest coming out soon. And everyone's unanimous response was, nobody wants this.
Yeah.
Now, Twitter is mainly UK, US. And the Germans weren't there with pitchforks, I don't think.
I think they're on German Twitter doing whatever they
But what I'm saying is, it was the same type of thing. It was the end of the release season.
Yeah.
It was coming out, and everyone was like, we're really tired.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we literally, like, we're tired. Like, we didn't even touch that set last year. There was a few good cards in it, to be fair. There was
Wirtz
Autos and stuff like that.
Wirtz with the RC, I think.
The RC, yeah, stuff like that. But It was unnecessary. And I can't imagine tops. I can't imagine it flew off the shelf. Right? So at that point, in my opinion, when you're about to break down the breakdown here.
Mm-hmm.
But surely they... Is there no one that assesses it and goes, right, we sold 90% of this maybe to distributors because no one took it. We sold it all to Germany. Loads of it was on and we still have some of it. Like, do that and go, okay, so when we do it next year, we should probably tighten it.
Yeah.
And maybe they project in, there's going to be hobby growth, so maybe we can actually keep it the same or grow it. But, you know, is there any assessment is what I want to know, because I don't know how they've gone from this to that. And I'm just, I mean, the
price. No, maybe we may just be completely underestimating, you know, Germany.
So ignorant.
And yeah, we might just be like, people are listening to this going like,
I love these
fucking guys. Do they not know the first thing about the hobby? They have no respect.
We're saying.
They think they know better. They think they know Germany.
Do you know how much I love these Stuttgart cards?
Yeah.
You don't understand.
Two autos per box. That's a Mainz and a Stuttgart auto, and I'm laughing all the way to the bank. Don't you dare get on your hobby.
Yeah, opening it with my kids. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, yeah.
And
these two.
They're going to be saying, you don't have the 51 rule.
Yeah. You have no respect. You're sharks.
You just want to profit.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to open
this. Here in Germany, football is about community.
And we're opening this at the stadium before the game. Every single 80,000 people of us in the stadium is opening a box each.
Yeah.
Do you understand? We need 4 of 350 parallels. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
because it's about the kids.
It's all about the kids.
So last year they had 2 purples and they were both to 250.
Okay. For last year, that also seems excessive.
And then they had 2 blues, 2 greens. That's 2 to 150, 2 to 99.
That kind of follows your kind of trend of the Bundesliga probably just approve it all.
Yeah.
We're ignorant, who knows?
Well, it goes back to that thing of Panini looking at La Liga, which contains, no disrespect to the Bundesliga, much bigger clubs than the Bundesliga globally, contains Barcelona and Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
AC Milan, Juventus, Inter Milan, Roma.
Like, these are huge
Napoli.
Global
brands. Mm.
And you're telling me that they are less bankable, less printable than the Bundesliga. It's just not right.
No, it's not.
It's just something.
I'm wearing my Topps t-shirt that I got on the show this whole time.
Something is wrong with the Bundesliga.
So I'd love to come. I just want to conversation. Like, if the conversation is as simple as we actually reckon we can print 10 million boxes and sell 10 million boxes and make money, and we'll tighten it next year if we have to. If that, I just want to know that. Or is there like an actual, we're about to send the German hobby global?
Like, it could even be, for instance, it could be that La Liga or Serie A, every time you print a product, demand, as part of the licensing fee, they demand royalties. And they say, you have to pay per product.
Mm.
Where the Bundesliga might say, it might be super cheap to just print Bundesliga stuff.
I don't know.
But I don't understand, from the license holder's point of view.
I can imagine opening a box and getting an of 350 parallel and just being like, no, do you know what I can imagine? Because I'm not opening that box. No chance. I'm imagining our DMs being like, hey, I hit this card, what's it worth?
Yeah.
And it's an of 350 Breland Bolo.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, blocked. I can't. Nothing. It's worth nothing.
What I want to know is, tomorrow, you know, remember the show Wife Swap?
I never watched that show, Jason.
It was a show where two people swap wives.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wouldn't be done today.
Hell yeah. How would that feel? Imagine if you swap wife and you're like, this one's actually very nice.
That happened.
Damn.
They got on better. Some people's kids preferred their new mother to... It was really...
You can't do that. You need to leave the toxic households where they are and just let develop.
I know, but they didn't. And it was televisual...
She's lovely.
Yeah. You know, and then sometimes they go in and say like, what's her name always made dinner. It's like, well, you can make your own dinner. But then sometimes the original one didn't make dinner.
Hmm.
Then the new one does. Then comes back and it's like, well, you preferred her for me. You only know her a week.
I was like, well.
It was a good show. Anyway.
Am I binging?
Binge it.
Have you been binging any more of the Chicago PD?
No, I haven't. Have you?
No.
I don't know what service is available on.
If you find out, tell me.
I will. But so if we did a wife swap, but we did a license swap, right? And we gave Topps La Liga. And we gave Panini...
Mike Rubin's planning it, but he's just taking it off.
Yeah, he's doing a monopoly, but like...
It's not a monopoly. Don't worry about actually, that. We see the value in sports cards, collectibles.
Yeah, it's not a monopoly. We're not going to fuck you, I promise.
PSA is owned by Golden Oath. It's nothing.
Every company is going to be just one company eventually, but don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
It's somehow going to benefit you long term.
You're going to do great.
Yeah.
You're going to do great things.
You're going to do great. So, if, say, upcoming season, 22-23,
yeah.
Panini now have the Bundesliga. Tops has La Liga. Would we see as many products for the Liga as we currently see with Bundesliga or not? And would we see more, you know, like...
Yeah.
Because that way we'd be able to tell. That'd be an experiment.
Yeah, then we'd know what's happening.
We'd know, is it Tops or is it the Bundesliga? Because it's one of them. Or both of them, and they're in like a kind of like toxic relationship.
Oh, you think what's going on with the Bundesliga license is an absolute...
disgrace.
It's a disgrace. You can't... like, but like... you can make Champions League paper. You can.
You can. It's the Champions League. It's the premier club competition in the world.
Not make Bundesliga paper.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's for a different demo. It's not.
Look at how slow.
I've been ripping Bundesliga paper for weeks.
Yeah.
Look at how them play, and I don't even care.
Slow they've been at Panini to make Score and Donruss Elite for those, you know, for Serie A, for La Liga. They're putting autographs and mega cracks. They're slowly kind of like...
there is a strategy there.
There is a strategy.
Now, Tops have been more proactive. They've been doing it for longer, but they did
The Bundesliga is like, it's now a joke.
Yeah, the Bundesliga, I have only had conversations with people this year that are like, do not talk about the... don't even reference the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
We haven't... I don't think on our website we've sold no Bundesliga products for this year. Did we sell one stadium club?
Oh, definitely we did.
Definitely.
Definitely.
I think we might have. And if you look at...
Stadium Club.
No, did we sell one? No, but because like, we've been selling La Liga, we've been selling Serie A, we've been selling Champions League. I do not know for a fact. Let me look at the analytics, Jason. And on top of that, you seen something today that was appalling. You sent it to me. Abhorrent.
What was that?
You showed me the price of the Jude class year Bundesliga Chrome.
Oh my God.
I was shocked.
It was like $200 or something.
So for me, and that was tight checklist.
That was a tight checklist.
Great stock.
The only thing wrong with that was that Musiala wasn't in it.
Yeah, that because they thought he was English and they thought he was signed with Panini. Then he said, I'm actually German. And they said, oh.
Yeah.
Bundesliga superstar. Sailbird product, sorry. Oh my God. Year to date. Now we've sold some of the Jude class Bundesliga this year, but I'm not counting that.
So this is an inquest into Bundesliga.
Okay, so this year,
yeah,
let's do anything Bundesliga. This year, Jason, we've sold the top summer signings Jude Bellingham single on our website, and I believe that was to our good man LDN Cards, Mitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scraping that. That counts. We sold a Bundesliga single that was actually a Champions League license. That doesn't count. That was Champions League summer signings.
Oh, that was Champions League.
Doesn't even count. No. All right, we continue. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, actually.
Yeah.
Last year's Bundesliga Match Attacks Chrome.
Yes.
We had one crazy German that decided he wanted it all.
So that was a lot of Bundesliga product.
That was a moment.
Yeah.
But there was apparently lots, and there was about 80 Haaland autographs in there. Just never one has ever popped up.
Okay.
Thanks, Todd. Great. We sold 8 of the Jude class Bundesliga Chromes.
That's right.
Great. That's last year though. And that's an incredible rookie season. Alphonso Davies sets went well.
Yeah, and then didn't go so well for us after a while.
Oh,
they saw well.
The classic.
But the classic story of Mr. M, episode 80, for those of you that haven't heard.
And that's it. We haven't sold a...
And so we should explain why that is, right? Because people are going to go, well, lads, but they do sell on eBay. And basically what that is that we've bought them and we physically cannot price them...
below eBay.
We can't... like, they're so low on eBay.
Hmm.
That we cannot price them at that price. Does that make sense?
Kind of. Also, in fairness, I think there's a lot of German sellers and shops and whatever. And I guess if you're German, that's what the demand is.
Yeah.
It's in German. Like, I'd love to talk to Germans and have them say, Bundesliga flies off my shelf.
And this is what we're going to go to Munich for.
I need to ask. An inquest.
We're going to Munich to find out because we're sitting here and we're like, well, you know, it's like where we're like, why can we never sell any Premier League products? Then we go to England.
And they all sell. But can I say... Bundesliga Stadium Club, great. That's how you use the Bundesliga license. If you want to print more products, make more money. That's innovative. That's fun.
Yeah.
And Finest could be that as well. Because one of the big problems you have with Bundesliga is that most of the autos are bullshit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you have Finest and it's actually tight.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, there's two autos. So I actually might get a Jude Bellingham and that should be class. But you're getting an off 350.
No, it's crazy.
Lars Bender, like.
It's just crazy.
Every single is doing 150, like. But it's like, what's the metrics?
Well, again, the metrics are...
June is the most... Is this recent? No, lowest.
We go...
Ended recently.
They go to the Bundesliga.
July is the last time a Bundesliga stadium club sold on eBay in Europe.
Right. And, like, there's literally, as of tomorrow, there's a YouTube video going up where I just opened this box of it, and it was great. Like, it's a great rip.
The United States has gone below 100.
Yeah.
UK, did one person bought one for 145 recently.
So, can I posit this, right?
Mm.
If you made the ceiling on Bundesliga products, if you made the ceiling on Bundesliga products 100 euro, and then did all your products, and everything was between like 20 and 100 euro, I could understand that.
Yeah.
You're printing as many products as you want, because the maximum, a box of Finest or a box of Chrome is only 100 euro. I can understand that. But when your floor is like, what was it, 75 for match attacks or something?
I think so.
Like,
I think Bundesliga paper came out at 85.
Yeah, so that's your floor. And that to me, it, like, Chrome Light, Bundesliga Chrome Light, I think is at $20.
Yeah, and that shouldn't even exist.
No. Because if you tighten it all up, then people, the whole reason people were interested in the Bundesliga in the first place was that there wasn't that many cases of it.
It was tight. And, like, but Haaland, and so as soon, Haaland, that's it. Like,
no, but Haaland, as soon as Haaland comes along.
Them boxes are selling for like $6,000 or something, right?
Yeah.
And I think the people in Tops are like, we manufactured that and sold it for pennies. Let's make a million of them and let's charge triple the price. And it's like, no, but do you not understand?
That was a unique factor.
The unique factor, that's why you're sold out. Be happy with that.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Thank you, lucky stars, it happened this year.
Yeah, make Bundesliga finals now. React.
Mm.
It's just how, like, I don't know, because last year there was a great rookie class and the product struggled. Sapphire came out, struggled.
It struggled big time.
Sapphire hasn't even come out yet for the Bundesliga yet.
No,
and like, they didn't put out Sapphire for women's. Which that's it. Like, that's like, who made that decision?
We don't know.
If we see a Bundesliga Sapphire and we didn't see a women's Champions League Sapphire,
yeah,
someone's bad at their job. That's a mic drop. Someone's bad at their job, like really bad. Don't tell me, oh, we couldn't have anticipated that people like the women's game during the Euros, the women's Euros that is being hosted in England. Like, we weren't expecting this demand.
Mm.
The demand is, we've seen records being broken all year consistently. For attendance.
Yeah.
Consistently.
The three most highly attended soccer matches of the year.
The male-dominated hobby would give a fuck. Well, think better of the male-dominated hobby. And guess what? You create a tight product for women's Champions League.
Yeah.
You could have got away with, like, but that's the thing. It's like, we didn't make Sapphire because we didn't think the demand would be there. What are you doing with Finance? What are you doing with Bundesliga Sapphire? I can tell you now.
Yeah.
Demand's not there.
Yeah.
I don't think. Maybe they know something I don't.
That's it. We're just sitting here
speculating
as people that...
We've gone through two cycles, I would say, of Topps releases.
Yeah.
And the two Bundesliga cycles. And it's like last year and the year before, they had amazing rookies. Amazing.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they might say, like, from a business point of view, we can't sit down and analyse every player and say, is this an amazing rookie class? That's fine. Now, when there's a good rookie, they tend to be very good at doing that. No, this is a great rookie class.
Yeah.
Moukoko gets 50 tops now. As if he sneezes on the pitch, he's getting one.
Yeah.
And there's parallels in it. We just made 70,000. But that's fine. And they might say, listen, lads, you don't even know. Like, this Bundesliga Stadium Club is going for under 100, but wait until you find out the rookie that's in it. In 2 years' time, that's going to be Goldust.
Yeah, so, and the people in Germany know that they're buying it all up. But they're not, are they?
But they're not, and if there is...
Well, are they?
No, but look at last year. There was Jude Bellingham.
Yeah.
There was Florian Wirtz.
Yeah.
There was Youssoufou Moukoko, who they could have kept to this year if they wanted, you know, their strategy, but it's fine. So three huge hitters.
Yeah.
Bellingham, English, crossover, one of the best players in the world. Like, incredible, right? Florian Wirtz, prior to his injury, incredible.
Yeah.
Moukoko, so much potential. He's broken everything at youth level. Yeah, a little bromance going with Haaland at one point. Like, it was a whole, all eyes are on him. He's a hobby darling. You've seen that with the Tops now.
Yeah.
Those boxes are doing below retail. Therefore, even if there is a huge rookie in these boxes,
it's not big enough to sustain
the print. The print one's too much.
Yeah.
The print one is way by the demand.
Yeah.
You're not meant, I don't think, that's it. In this kind of industry, you're supposed to, you don't overshoot your, you can anticipate demand. But then your print run should probably be below the demand that you're anticipating.
Because you're trying to create scarcity.
You're trying to keep, exactly. But they're overshooting it. I think demand might be here, and then they're way short, and now they've overdone it, and that's killing. Remember last year, we were so upset because it was like the print runs killed the momentum, nothing else.
Yeah. Everything was flying.
You had your meme of your man shooting it and going, why would...
Oh, that's right.
did you say? Like the price, remember they upped the price. Like Chrome, Champions League Chrome actually was $350 along with the print run.
See if I can find that. Was that on Instagram, that meme?
No, it might have made it. It was definitely on Twitter. Let me have you definitely crossed it over to Instagram, didn't you? But what were they blaming? What did we... The end of COVID, was it?
It was something, I think. I don't know. I might have to edit this episode a little bit.
Okay.
Just looking at the time. Oh, look. No. Yeah, it was Pedri and Luis Enrique one?
You were close. We were making a lot of memes at this point. Go a little bit lower. A little bit lower. No, we don't have it.
Wasn't that one?
It was on Twitter.
It was on Twitter. Ah.
It was, you know, the meme where your man shooting
us? Yeah.
But I think it was the end of COVID.
Like,
print runs, prices.
That's right.
Shooting, you know, why would the end of COVID do this?
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, no, but my concern comes from...
Yeah.
Our assessment of last year, which is what, again, they overshot the print run.
Yeah.
A lot of products failed towards the end of the summer last year, right? In terms of price. Like, if you're analysing secondary prices, which they seem to like to do, that, to me, means this year you mitigate certain products.
Yeah.
You have to tighten back. Bundesliga Finest gets scrapped. Or they make it really tight.
Because is there not a supply chain crisis as well? Is the reason that it's not...
Everything's been printed in the summer.
Is because everything has been printed at the same time, so you can't get anything out on time.
Yeah, why has everything been delayed? Oh, because we're printing 70,000 cases of Bundesliga Finest.
That nobody wants.
For who?
Look at this, right? So I have a meme here from June 22nd, 2021. And I've said Hobbybox prices have gone way up since last year. And the meme is Ralph from The Simpsons sitting on the bus where he chuckles and goes, I'm in danger. And the caption on the meme is, when you're 10 packs into a Bundesliga Chrome Hobbybox and you haven't hit a Makoko or a Jude, you go, I'm in danger, right?
Such was the price.
And but at least in 2020-21 Bundesliga Chrome, you knew who you were looking for.
There was something to change.
There isn't. Wait, you couldn't do that meme when you're 10 packs into a Bundesliga Chrome hobby box and you haven't hit a who this year?
Nobody.
Taiwoni. Yeah. Amin Adli.
But these are not, they're nobody.
Yeah, Jorginho Rutter. Compared to Makoko or Jude, who we all knew at the time.
Yeah, and Florian Wirtz.
And part of the problem is that a lot of these players that are coming through at... Dortmund and Bayern, and then occasionally Leverkusen or occasionally RB Leipzig or somebody, they're also then in the Champions League. They tend to be the teams that are in...
Tops' licenses.
Yeah, the other Tops' licenses.
And Panini somehow manages to get some of them in.
And then Panini just steals some intellectual property.
Randomly throws them.
So, like, I just love to know what the thinking is here, because it's
I want to know what the logic... Like, is the logic just... Because, like, surely there's other ways they can make money with everything that they have, license-wise and whatever. Like, you tell me, okay, Bundesliga Finest is going to make us $6 million this year, for example.
Yeah.
I don't know the actual numbers, right? Is there any way you could tighten that down to Bundesliga Finest is going to make us $500,000 this year, because it's a tight checklist, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to make $5.5 million by just doing something creative. You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. Like, if it's just monetary, because it doesn't look like it's anything else. I don't think they're trying to grow the hobby with Bundesliga Finest. I don't.
No, they can't be.
That's not... So what are you doing? Bundesliga Finest is bigger than Champions League. Surely they know Champions League is more demand than Finest. Surely they're kind of being smart there and going, Champions League Finest can't fail. But is Bundesliga just literally...
I think it's just... It, we already have the license. It requires nothing. Somebody will buy it.
That's the thing. They know no one will buy it.
No, but somebody will.
I don't like it. To me, there's something else going on there, and I don't like it.
Okay, well, anyway.
I don't like it, jeez.
We're nearly at the end of the show. According to Deadline...
Man United are shocking.
According to Deadline, Man United are shocking. According to Deadline, the US men's national team is getting a documentary at the ramp-up to the World Cup. So it's going to air on one of the streaming services. That probably means Amazon or Hulu. Netflix or Hulu or something. Apple TV Plus, maybe. But yeah, that should be good. Build up some hype. I'm very excited for the World Cup. And at this stage in the hobby season... The only thing keeping me going is the World Cup.
Imagine every other 4 years. The other 3 year gaps, Jason. Imagine them. No, I think that's like it's all access. I think they're gonna you're gonna see them as fathers, as brothers, as sons, all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's the first kind of classic. That's the first little drip that we got of what's gonna be World Cup fever. I think that's gonna be so fun. I think we're gonna see that for a lot of teams. There is that kind of documentary style.
All or nothing.
Everyone loves All or Nothing.
Yeah.
Drive to Survive. They love that now. And I think it's the World Cup. US men's national team is a great one to cover.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really interesting. I think they're going to get inside the locker room, halftime team talk footage. I think we're going to get stuff like that.
Yeah.
Crazy. So fun. Like, I'll be glued to that. I'll be watching that.
There's talk about this US men's national team striker position and who's going to be the number nine. And I know that Jordan Cibicho has been doing... Well, I think he scored twice for Union Berlin since he moved there to the Bundesliga. And But for some reason, I don't know why, I've ended up watching a couple of FC Cincinnati games recently. Just FC Cincinnati. I don't know why. Well, I do. It's because I was watching them once. Against Wayne Rooney's... was that in the Cincinnati Zoo?
Yeah. Come on. Was it? Of course it was.
I don't know. That story at the time, I didn't really engage with. I said, something tragic is happening.
You're not dealing with
it. You
have enough tragedy.
I have enough tragedy. I don't need this.
You don't need more trauma to work through.
Yeah, I've already... I got my own... That I was like, Harambe, I have my own stuff going on.
Jesus, don't do that.
So, I was watching Wayne Rooney's DC United, who were playing FC Cincinnati, who were really good. And they have Brenner, little Brazilian fella, and Brandon Vasquez, who's a Mexican-American who hasn't decided what team he's going to play for. And he's really good. I think he was an MLS All-Star. And I'm like, why hasn't he got a shot? So keep an eye on that fella, Brandon Vasquez, because I thought he was very good. And I've seen him play twice.
Okay.
Against one admittedly shite team.
Great. Keep an eye. We have Matthew Hoppy now for Middlesbrough, is he?
Yeah, him and Zach Steffen.
So something might happen there.
Together at the old Riverside Stadium.
And obviously Ricardo Pepe. I don't know where he is.
Wasting
now.
Away in Augsburg.
Is he still in Augsburg?
Yes.
Did not move. Someone was moving to Valencia. One of the Americans going to Valencia.
I don't know.
I heard someone rumored to go to Valencia. I don't know.
Right.
Someone is going to Valencia.
Someone's going to Valencia.
Their nationality, don't know their position. They might be a striker. I think someone is trying to go to Valencia.
Right.
Keep an eye on that.
I'll keep an eye on it.
Malik Tillman scoring goals for Rangers.
That's right.
Who knows what? Like that. But that's the problem with the US men's national team is that they have a lot of bright young talent that are actually. Not quite world class, and they've a couple of players that have it that are great, you know, not world class but great.
Yeah.
But they don't. If you can't put 15 soccer loving Americans in a team and have them name the starting 11 and at least have 8 be the same more often with a few of them,
yeah,
then fundamentally
there's no consensus,
and therefore there is no team. It's just a group of individuals. This is not the crop of players that do it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the next generation is going to be the crop that do it. These are the talented lot. These are talent a lot that inspire and kind of they lead the way of, oh, actually, I'm trying to go the route of Pulisic. I'm going to go to Dortmund at a young age. I'm going to try what Weston McKennie did. I'm going to actually do what Ricardo Pepe did. I'm going to play in MLS and then move to Europe. You know, they're laying...
These are the trailblazers.
Exactly. They're the same way you look at, like, Landon Donovan is on such a pedestal and so does Clint Dempsey. And, like, they're not world-class players. They're not incredible, but they two of them were exceptional players.
Yeah.
And, like, they trailblaze for everyone that's coming now.
Yeah.
Tim Howard as well.
Mm. So we look forward to that. We look forward to seeing that documentary as well.
A lot happened in football this week, but I guess Jason.
Yeah.
We've had too much. This is a catch up, but in future we're gonna have after this week on the Thursday show we'll be able to catch them back up.
That's right.
When something like this happens, we don't quite get the football week. We'll be able to do it on Thursday.
And because we'll have an upcoming weekend, we can chat. We might have a
Champions League game on the Wednesday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
That was another big problem with the Monday show.
Yeah, it's a wait a week for it to cover European to football. Cover
Champions League. Instead of like Tuesday, Wednesday happen, we can talk about it on Thursday.
Yep, I agree. The European leagues are back.
Man United are having a shocker.
Liverpool are having an absolute shocker. Darwin Nunez got sent off last night against Crystal Palace.
That was mad.
Spurs look good. Chelsea look good.
Milan look good. Atletico look good.
Atletico. Hat-trick of assists for Joao Felix.
Yeah, listen.
That's exciting. Real Madrid are definitely going to win the league in Spain.
Some problems happening with PSG.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen the controversy of Mbappe and PSG, with Messi, Neymar, all that stuff going on,
Don't look at it, especially if you're...
Don't look at it if you're holding a PSG box.
Yeah, don't think about it.
But it's like, just as the most iconic set of those three...
come out.
Like, imagine they had...
the MSN.
A great chemistry.
MSN.
Yeah, MSN. It'd be guaranteed. The three of them are in there. It's like the three Musketeers. It's just beautiful. But now, they're going that way.
Yeah.
The box is trying to present them as a trio... and their on-field antics are presenting them as Neymar and Messi versus Mbappe.
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
We need to see. I think that the season's long. I think the manager needs to talk to them.
Yeah.
There needs to be a lot going on there.
Well, I have heard, today that, so the sporting director, Luis Campos, who maybe was least needed at PSG, there was not really any club in the world that needed him less, I don't think. He built the Monaco team, built the Lille team, that both won
Ligue 1.
So, but he's the sporting director of PSG. And according to this journalist, Julien Aron, who's very close to Mbappe and to the French, PSG and the French league in general, he said there's only two people in the world that can tell Mbappe when he's being an arsehole, more, I'm paraphrasing, and that's Mbappe's dad and Luis Campos, because Luis Campos was the sporting director that signed Mbappe when he was known since he was 12 or 13.
Mm.
So he's there.
Just to deal with Mbappe.
Well, that's what I'm thinking now is like, I was like, why did PSG hire Luis Campos? Like, they don't need him.
They just buy all the best
players. They can buy all the best players. It's not hard to, you know. But they bought him, I think, for the man management aspect of it, which is like, he knows how to run a good club and he happens to be like, you know, Mbappe's like second dad or like iconic teacher or, so, you know, that kind of role.
Yeah.
A mentor, I suppose. So that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Bayern Munich look even better without Lewandowski than with Lewandowski. They've scored like 12 goals in their first three matches or something.
Barcelona not quite. Lukaku scored with his first touch for Inter.
Did he? So,
yeah,
he's back.
Touch, 2 minutes in.
Musiala is now playing, because Nagelsmann couldn't do his like 4-2-2-2 system because Lewandowski is not a 2, he's a 1.
Yeah.
So when Lewandowski gone, he can play this 2-2-2 system. And the two 10s are Müller and Musiala. And Musiala started off the season on a flyer. And
he's playing like defensive mid at some points last year.
Yeah, he's playing like basically anywhere in the midfield. But now he's definitely playing number 10. He's making runs to the box. And Lothar Matthäus apparently said on German TV the other day that he can see Musiala becoming the best player in the world at some point. So maybe the Musiala class,
the Musiala
is 5-10 years in that Bayern set. Must be worth something.
Not quite the price of the set.
No. But anyway, that's it. I think that's it. We'll call it there.
Yeah, we were not going to try to catch up on a week of football.
No.
You've heard the fallout. The Man United game on next Monday will be very good.
Against Liverpool?
Yeah. If they win, they're top, they're higher than Liverpool in the league. That's mad.
Yeah, they won't win.
They're not going to win.
No.
They're so bad.
By the way, I just wanted to say, Man United apparently interested in Matheus Cunha off Atletico. And just for any Man United fans that are
a glint of hope,
excited about that,
don't be.
He's not, you wouldn't know what to do with him if you got him.
No, he's not.
He's a fine player, but
they were in for some striker.
It's not going to work out.
Striker that they randomly became.
Arnautovic.
No, someone else.
Someone else?
Yeah, worse again. Not worse, but weird again.
Yeah.
Some random. So in that same kind of ballpark, I can't remember.
Linked to Serginho Dest as well today. They're trying to create the world's smallest back line.
They're trying to just do something.
I can't remember
who the striker was.
Have to see. Kulusevski looks very, very good. Harry Kane keeps looking around forlorn because Son and Kulusevski keep passing the ball in front of Harry Kane, like across the front line, and Kane looks like, well, but I'm
Adrian Rabiot.
Yeah, that's apparently done because of the wages.
The wages.
Yeah,
I need
he's asking too many. He's asking for too much money.
I think this was like Jamie Vardy.
Oh yeah, Jamie Vardy. Yeah.
Where did that come from? Like, why would Jamie Vardy like get money? I suppose.
Christian Pulisic apparently on his way out of Chelsea, but who knows, he's been saying that for ages. Erling Haaland has adapted to the Premier League quite nicely.
Oh my god.
He
will be scoring goals in the Champions League for City, and at that point some crazy things are going to happen in the soccer card market.
Yep, it turned out Pep Guardiola is a good manager and does know how to use a striker. Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it, not me? The lap should be going out on loan.
Yeah. Gabriel Jesus looks phenomenal for Arsenal.
Haaland, the De Bruyne-Haaland link, whether it's an assist or whether it's Haaland making a run and De Bruyne having space to do craziness. Beautiful. But in the second game they played, Haaland got the assist to Gundogan, but Phil Foden could have squared it to him from an open end to have 2 goals, 2 games, keep the hype train going, you know, and Phil Foden took a shot and sure enough got hooked at halftime.
Yeah.
I honestly think Pep is like, I don't want to be in a press conference listening, Haaland hasn't scored in 3 games, Pep Guardiola. I think he's telling everyone,
pass.
Let him score.
Haaland was taking a bit of stick because he only passed the ball twice in that game. One was a kickoff.
He had 8 touches in that game.
Yeah, so one was kickoff and one was an assist.
He got an assist and he also made a run that freed space for De Bruyne. That's what tells me, oh, this is going
to
work.
Pep said after the match, he said, I told Phil, you have to make that pass every time because Haaland will be there every time. Like, I understand. I mean, it's hard for Phil Foden to suddenly adapt
to a striker.
Because he came true in a strikerless system.
Yeah.
So, and how many times did we see
someone
pass it across?
He took him off halftime to drill it into his head.
Yeah.
Because he's thinking, semi-final of the Champions League, Haaland will be there.
Yeah.
And we at City are going to get you the ball in that position 20 times a season.
Mm.
We are.
Yeah.
Phil Foden will have the ball 20 times a season, able to pull it back to Haaland. That's going to happen. Phil Foden or whoever's on Mahrez, like that was like I seen it and I was screaming.
Yeah,
because like from my point of view, I obviously want to see Haaland scoring in every game and the hype to build up. And I was right about Haaland; I'm delighted, and all the Haaland rejoice. Everyone loves Haaland, right? And I was like, okay, you took a shot at a bad angle. Fair enough. Like people, like even my brother was like, no, that's kind of fair enough. Like that was he was in the commentators. I think said, ah, yeah, you wouldn't blame him.
No, it's not his job to keep the Haaland hype train going.
No, but I'm saying you wouldn't blame him shooting from there.
Yeah,
but if you pass it across, you didn't open it.
Yeah, I think it's also it's a different calculus. If you're Phil Foden and you're playing Bournemouth, it's very different than if you're a Bournemouth winger and the options are go alone or square it for a definite goal to a Man City. Phil Foden's going, you're going to get enough fucking goals. This is not a problem. It's Bournemouth. It's not going to be a tight margin. We're winning. We're going to win. It's literally the most one-sided fixture in Premier League history. It's like 12 out of 12 wins for City. Foden's like, I'm taking a shot. And then Pep, which you've seen Pep do numerous times, numerous teams, goes, no. We don't do that.
It doesn't matter who you're against.
It doesn't matter who you're against.
This could be against Real Madrid, semi-final Champions League.
Yeah. And that because he's patterns. He's patterns of play. Like,
this is how we play.
And apparently Bernardo Silva, one of the reasons he's looking to leave, is he said privately, this is according to things I've heard, not directly obviously.
Sources, bro.
People aren't telling me, like, I don't have sources. But, you know, like,
Jason, you need to talk
Jason,
about
listen.
Here's what Bernardo's saying.
People are briefing me on the Bernardo Silva situation. No, but like apparently,
he wants more freedom.
It's great, but after a while, even if you love Pep more than anyone loves Pep, and you win everything with him, after a while, it just wears you down. Because he's like that all day, every day. He doesn't switch off. He's super intense. It's not a failing of Bernardo Silva, say, to be like, listen, man, I get it, but I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
You're annoying the fuck out of me.
You're toxic.
It's like, but Phil Foden is young enough where it's like, no, you don't get to say that.
Phil Foden thinks he's cock of the walk. He knows how much talent he has. He's a mate. And then to get telling off at halftime and like to be like, you're not going back.
You're brought back down.
But that's good for him.
Exactly.
That's great man management. And I also think Pep being that intense and that attention to detail and that crazy is way better than seeing a team that has been as poorly managed as Man United, for example.
Completely.
Where they're all like walking around. They don't. Oh,
yeah, you'd rather.
Rather everyone be like, he's annoying me. I love football, but I hate this man.
Yeah.
Same. Conte does the same. He comes in and says, run.
And every time Conte comes into a club, there's always more departures. It's like the club is planning for 5 players out, 3 players in. Conte has a full pre-season, and then it always, without fail, is like 12 players out. Because you can be a good player.
There's players that train with Conte and they go, I'm leaving.
You just go, I can't do this.
Like, no.
This is actually just not my kind of thing.
I do not work this hard.
It's literally just like, it's just like a corporate culture thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, oh, this is the best fucking company to work for. You walk in and you go, oh, this isn't how I work.
No.
I don't have to be micromanaged.
Don't do that.
We don't do that here.
So there's no flexi time. I'm not.
I can't do this.
I can't do it.
I have to be here at 8. And
I can do a great job. I can be a professional. Yeah. But I need to be able to come in at 9:30.
If I want. And so it's just cultural. And I feel like that's an element of football, like, where people are just used to talking like as robots.
Mm.
But it's like, no, it's different. You know.
Yeah, but like the more success does come from the people that are able to adhere to the Pep and adhere to the Conte.
Yeah,
there's not many laissez-faire teams that are.
You have to be super talented, you know, or like if, for individual players, you have to be like amazingly talented.
But even then, like you're not doing what you should, you know. It's
yeah, well, you don't. You might not necessarily have a long
career. You have flashes,
and you make millions.
No, but that's what a lot of people. That's but like, what you're saying is like, yeah, I see. I don't understand that lifestyle.
Yeah, but it sounds great.
But the likes of a Pep and a Conte come in, they're saying, listen, you're getting 20 grand a week, or you're getting 100 grand a week.
Yeah,
you're my.
Robot.
You're my robot. Yeah. You're doing this.
I press the buttons on
you. I'm the one that gets fired. I'm in the hot seat. You're doing this. If you're not doing that, you're out. Yeah. I don't care. Get paid somewhere else. I literally do not.
Yeah.
Get off of me.
Yeah.
That must be sad. Like when you're cushy at a club
and a manager. Or some psycho comes in.
Manager comes in. Oh, you're not. You know, you're in a job and you're kind of working. You have your role. You get your stuff done, but you're not really.
Yeah.
What you're getting paid, maximizing. No, what you're getting paid and what you're doing.
Yeah. Not you're making it work for you.
Yeah, yeah. But like your manager never really changes in work, you know?
Yeah.
New manager comes in, looks at you, what are you, what is he, yeah. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, but I was.
But this is my,
I'm here. No, we it's don't not. Do that here.
Yeah.
Hey, get out.
That's it, it's a culture of excellence. There you go. You know, and then some managers are like, I'm going to hook you at half time. Other managers are like, I'm going to spend all of half time
yelling at
talking
you.
To you. And I'm going to put you back out.
And see if you do different.
No,
Pep knew what he was doing with that one.
Pep had obviously seen it in training.
I seen it. It triggered me because you see stuff like that happen, but and it wasn't just because it was like I don't know what it, maybe it was because it was.
Hard. It definitely was.
But I was like,
was.
But I was like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Right. And then when second half started and he didn't come out, Phil Foden.
Yeah.
I was like, go on, Pep, because Pep was the same. Pep was like, Pep's trying to make it work with a striker, but Pep's like, I don't even play with a striker, but I am now. So if I'm playing with a striker, it's gonna work.
Yeah.
And the way it works is you need to give my striker chances.
Yeah.
That's it.
But that's also like, it goes back to the thing of, we talked about the Thierry Henry story before, at Barcelona coming in off the wing, where he was told to hang on the wing. And it's like, he gets hooked. It's like, if he'll do that to Thierry Henry.
And where he was at that point.
Where he was like the best player in the world or in the conversation. It's like Phil Foden. He's lucky he plays next week.
Yeah.
You know, so it's interesting. But Haaland, anyway.
Is going to be a success.
Is going to be a success in the Premier League because he has. Well, he's not already. He scored 3 goals.
But he's going to. There's no world where he's not scoring goals in the Champions League for Man City.
No, that's right.
So.
But we have to wait. He might get injured.
Anything could happen, that's true.
So, we're going to be here every week. So it's going to be more of this.
Documenting it.
Yeah. Right.
There we have it.
See you on Thursday.
See you again.